Okay, everybody, I think it's time to get started. Welcome. Are you guys excited for today's session? There you go. One more time. Are you excited for today's session? Woo! That is better. We are between you and lunch, and so we're trying to inspire you before you go hear our keynote speakers at lunch and get your delicious, yummy boxes. So I'm Jillian Hamblin. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for UnitedHealthcare Community Plan of Texas. The population that my organization serves is our Medicaid and Medicare population. So those individuals that might be on long-term care, that truly, truly need intervention and inspiration. And so I'm super, super excited to be here today. We're looking to support the advancement of women leaders like yourself across the state and helping you be the best that you can be. UnitedHealthcare has been a proud sponsor of this conference for 5 years, with a focus on connecting and motivating women to be the best you can be. This year, we actually are focused on our partnership with Special Olympics. Did anybody see the Community Connections Pavilion? Who made scarves? I love the way my blues are over there. They made scarves. This is my UnitedHealthcare group. Talk about inspiring. Woo! And motivating and lifting up women. They're all here. Who else made scarves? It's amazing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I encourage you to go to the Community Connections Pavilion, meet our athletes. We have 4 amazingly inspirational women there that will help you learn more about Special Olympics and what you can do to support that particular community. The Conference for Women offers a combination of practical tools, advice, inspiration, and networking. Through this mix of sessions, we are committed to inspire you to make your mark in your companies, your career, and your communities. Thank you for participating in the breakout session, I Am That Girl. We have an amazing hour in store for you. You saw Wendy up here dancing a few minutes ago. That's only a sneak peek to what's actually going to come. I am excited to introduce Wendy Wexel. Wendy is the CEO of I Am That Girl, a global movement to transform self-doubt to self-love in students in high schools and colleges in 18 countries. She is also the co-founder and CEO of Canvas, a travel club for lady bosses. I'm excited about hearing about that, by the way. I do a lot of traveling. Let's show a big Texas welcome for Wendy Wexel. Woo!
Okay. Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Hi. Okay, so I don't know if you guys got to see this in your program, but this is going to be a workshop, which means you get to interact. So I'm not going to talk at you. We're going to do stuff. And that's kind of the I Am That Girl way is, you know, we're a community and we're together and we're going to share. And so I'm just going to have everyone stand up for a second and just, like, shake it out. Yeah, it's been, like, a long, just, like, shake it. Yeah. I'm going to be walking around. We're going to get to be friends. It's cool. Okay. Okay. How many people know what I Am That Girl is? Raise your hands really high. I want to see you. Okay, cool. All right. So about a third. Okay, sweet. Okay, everyone gets to sit down. You're going to talk to each other. And I'm going to be walking around because, like, I'm just like you. I mean, I have to be honest. This is the first time I'm publicly speaking on behalf of I Am That Girl. So I'm a little nervous, but also really excited. And so that's why I have a little piece of paper in my hand. But I'm a daughter of a teacher. And so education is really, really important. And for me, this session's all about you. So, like, I'm technically speaking, but it's actually your voice that I want to bring out. And I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so thankful. I am a professional cheerleader for girls and women. And what I see in your faces is optimism in the future. And so I'm just going to give a little overview on kind of what I Am That Girl is. So I Am That Girl is a nonprofit organization all around transforming self-doubt to self-love. It's basically lifting each other up. You know, there are 250 chapters in 18 countries, and we are focused on creating safe spaces around issues that matter. And so that when we feel safe, we can show up as we are. And so I am just going to sort of talk about safe space. Have you guys, just like raise your hands, who kind of has had conversations around safe space? Cool. Okay, sweet. Okay, well, I'm going to introduce it because that's my job. So the thing about having honest conversations is you have to have a safe space. And so what does that mean? That means whatever happens in here stays in here. We are all the same. I'm going to be sharing as well. I'm going to be sharing personal stories around my vulnerability that I'm sure my family would be a bit mortified by, but this is a safe space. And ultimately, when we are vulnerable, we see who we are, and that is beautiful. And so I just want everyone to know we will be doing activities, but this is whatever happens here stays here. And it's really important that we listen to each other, that we hear each other, and that we respect each other. Does that sound cool? Yeah, so if you hear me, one, two, three. Woo! Okay, yeah. I know, it's like we're going to have to do stuff in this one. I know, it's like... cool, so the importance of vulnerability. Who knows, does someone want to define vulnerability? What does it mean to be vulnerable? Yes, what was that?
A weak point.
A weak point. No, that's good. So it can sometimes... And I'm going to walk around because, honestly, I'm you guys. We're all the same here. A weak point. So that brings up something that sometimes vulnerability is seen to be as a weakness. You know, vulnerability is sometimes, it's risky. When you have a vulnerable foundation or you're open to something, it's risky and it's scary. But the thing about vulnerability, which is beautiful, is that it breeds connection. And so that is why it matters. So why is it hard to be vulnerable? It's out of your comfort zone. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, like how many people go, I love this. Why is it hard to be vulnerable? I want to hear you because I love your voice. Someone can hurt you. Yeah, it's scary. Let me tell you, I'm going to talk about this later, how many times I have said I love you to someone and have not heard it back. And that's really, really hard. But once again, it's like that authenticity and that truth. And it's fighting for that every day. And it actually becomes really easy. It's like a muscle. It just keeps going and you do it. And it, like, the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And I Am That Girl is all about living in that vulnerability and that authenticity, because it is in that vulnerability and that authenticity that we find out who we are. And we are about girls. We focus 14 to 22, although I like to say I am still that girl. I still deal with the things from high school. You know, like when I don't get called back or something, or I get rejected, it's like, oh, it brings me back to that 15-year-old girl where, like, I didn't get that part, and that person said that nasty thing about me. And so this work, yes, it's focused on 14-22, but, like, it is a daily practice. And so these tools that we'll be talking about and that we'll be going through, like, just take them with you. I know, I'm blocking it. just take them with you, and it's a daily practice. And so I'm actually going to start with vulnerability and talk about why I love this organization. This is a full room of new faces for me, so that's really lovely. I have an interesting life. I was a bit random, but at one point I studied drama in college. This is actually the first time I'm kind of getting in front of an audience since then. It's nostalgic. But I studied drama, and my best friend, when I was 18, and she wasn't in drama, but, you know, she got into Harvard. I went to NYU. They have a pretty good drama school. And she was severely anorexic. She struggled with it for 6 years. Everyone I knew was anorexic, had an eating disorder. Welcome to drama school. Man, that self-loathing was really powerful. And I went to clinics with her. I went to treatment centers with her. I went to hospitals with her. And one day, I got a phone call. And she's like, what? And I was like, hey, Rena. Well, Rena was her name, is her name. I said, Rena, like, how you doing? She's like, Wendy, the weirdest thing happened. I woke up and I was surrounded by doctors clapping. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you were surrounded by doctors clapping? She's like, I just remember being walking down the street on a sidewalk, and the next thing I remember is being waking up in a surgeon's office or like a medical bed, and doctors are clapping. She's 18 years old. What she told me is that at 18 she had a heart attack. This is a brilliant, kind woman who did survive, who was like a miracle. But the years of self-destruction that she brought to herself, and I knew that there was actually nothing I could do to help her. Because as many as the hospitals I went to, as many of the sessions we went to together, ultimately, she still hated herself. And she still almost killed herself many times. That was also for me a real turning point, because it also shows, at the flip side, the opportunity and being kind to ourselves. Because here's someone who had a full scholarship to NYU, sort of a prodigy, and she used that to basically do almost a suicide, killing herself slowly. She also had osteoporosis and all these other issues that doesn't affect people till their 70s or 80s. And I just thought, oh my God, imagine if she loved herself. Imagine if we loved ourselves. What would the possibility of that be? And you know, there's actually a quote that I love that I found out was from a Texas newspaper. So I wanted to share it because I thought that was really appropriate for this conference. And it shows the power of words. And it says, beware your thoughts. No, watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Watch your words, for they become your actions. Watch your actions, for they become your habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. That's some pretty deep shit right there. Yeah. And so, I'm sorry. Words of safe space. So the thing is that our words are powerful. And they are the beginning of our destiny. And how we talk to ourselves is the building block for who we become. And so we're going to do, I'm going to ask yourself, like, what do you tell yourself? Just like take a moment, just think about, what do you say to yourself on a daily basis? When you're looking in the mirror, what do you say to yourself? If someone else were to say that to you, what would you tell them? You know? I mean, I know what I would tell myself, and if someone else said that to me, I'd be like, that's not my friend. But yet, I would say that self to myself all the time. You know, what's that about? We're going to do a little bit around the power of talking to ourselves, the power of our own brains and words. And so this is actually leadership. You know, the tools that allow us to be resilient in our thoughts. And so we're going to have a little, okay, so now I'm going to open up. What is leadership? I can answer it too. What was that? What, leadership is guiding. It's meeting others, yes. Being a leader, it is, yes, what is it? It's what is that? Listening to others. Actually, can people say their names? Because something that we're going to do is they're all badasses in this room. And so I think it's really a good exercise, and I struggled with it. We're going to say our names because they're really beautiful. Okay, anyone else? What is leadership? What is that? What's your name? Aria, beautiful. What is leadership? Believing in yourself. Ah, so important. Yes. Aria, taking control. Okay. Oh, we're getting into it. Yes. What is leadership? God. Guiding. Yes. I was like, God's a great leader. I was like, very good. Yeah, and so is guiding. Okay, and one more. Yes, what's your name? Yes. Kimberly. Kimberly, I love how you said that. So you took up space. And what is leadership?
For me, it's helping others.
Helping others. Yes. So leadership is, you know, it's guiding, and leadership principles are philosophies that we have to guide and to sometimes take control, to be a good model for others. And so how many people know what a mantra is? Okay. It's a motto. Yes, I love that people raise their hands. We're getting into this. Yes. So a mantra is like a motto. It's like a reminder. And so we're going to do, I hope everyone, does everyone have their notebooks? Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're going to pull them out and we're going to pair up. Okay, so we are going to create a leadership mantra. I said it was a workshop. I know. So it is, so this is what we're going to be doing. Okay, so, and I'll get on stage because I know it's a little wrestling out there. So, okay, we're going to create a list of your top three accomplishments. How did that happen? What was the belief that got you there? So this is like your successes, right? This is what we're really proud of. And then we're going to create a list of three disappointments. And you know, what are the big lies that we told ourselves? What are those beliefs that didn't serve us? And then we're going to combine them, and we're going to create a mantra, which is essentially what you repeat yourself when you need to hear it. And actually, it's funny. I'm going to share mine just so we kind of, you know, you can be as long or short as you want, just so I can model it, I guess. So mine is be brave, love always, I'm lovable. And let me tell you, there was a moment yesterday when I was repeating that to myself a lot. So, you know, we all need this. Okay, so just write down. I'm going to give you all about, you're to pair up. I'm going to give you about 10 minutes to just write it all out. Your top three accomplishments, your top three disappointments, and then you're going to kind of combine it to create your own personal mantra. Does that sound good? Is that cool? Yes, yes. I was like, it's like you have no choice, but you know. So I'm gonna. Okay, yeah, and you can talk and you can pair up.
Thank you. Okay, I think we're at time. How was that? Has anyone made a mantra before? Does anyone want to share? Or not, that's cool. Oh, yes, I love that we're so participatory. What is, please say your name. Sky Blue. That's amazing, please stand up. Here, I'm gonna give you my mic. Oh, wait till we get to the next activity, guys. This is like the preview.
Okay. Wait, so am I saying like how I turn my disappointments into a good thing or?
It's the end piece. Like the mine would be always unlovable. So what is your leadership mantra?
To be compassionate.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put this into like one word, but no, I worked hard even though I may not get the outcome I got, like I wanted. And to compromise.
This is the thing. It's like, I'm learning from you guys.
But man, I wish I was at your age and your stage when I was your age, because I was pretty lost. Does anyone else want to share? Okay. And then I'm going to now give people mics. Jillian should be...
multiple mics.
We have multiple... This is going to get crazy. Okay. And then I'm going to sort of talk about mine.
I need to stand up.
Okay. My name is Maeve, and I wrote, I am a part of this universe, I can create amazing things, and I deserve to be here.
So now I'm going to share another. I'm going to do one more because I know how you're pining for it. I'm going to share one, and I love it, but I love it. Okay, so I'm going to share a little thing we do at I'm That Girl. Has anyone heard of a heart clap? Oh, this is going to blow your mind. Clap the heart, guys. So if you don't want to be, sometimes, you know, snaps, it's like a little disruptive. I love snaps, but, you know. But, like, it's a heart clap. When people share and it's like it touches your heart, it's like, oh, my heart's clapping. Okay, and now I'm going to... Okay, and your name?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So, hi, everybody. I'm Laquina. All right, so mine's is not short. Mine's is a little bit long, so I hope it's okay. So, my mantra is, I, Laquina Bass, will be powerful and successful in anything God sets my mind and path to do. Following his word and being confident that I will be victorious. As I follow God's ultimate purpose for me, I will obtain my bachelor's to continue to lead by example for my family and those who I serve in my community. All that matters is for God to say to me, well done.
Thank you. Laquina? Laquina. Thank you, Laquina. Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit behind mine. So mine actually comes out from a lot of what was made up for when I was afraid of my father. So I'm just going to tell a little story. And I love my father. We're very close now, but I was terrified of him growing up. And I remember being 7 years old. And I mean, this is sort of a silly story, but actually, no, I'm not going to apologize for what I'm about to share because that is not the point. I know I have to work on this too, guys. And so my dad, I remember I wanted to go to summer camp. And yet my dad was a physician. My grandparents grew up in the Great Depression. So basically they, you know, the equivalent of having money stuffed under your mattresses because it was all going away. And I asked my dad, I said, as in my parents' bedroom, I was like, Dad, can I go to summer camp? And he just exploded and said, if you go to summer camp, you're going to end up in a cardboard box. And that was my dad. He was very explosive. He was very verbally and sometimes physically abusive. I love my father. He's probably one of the closest people in my life. But the thing about why I'm a cheerleader for women is because I felt so uncomfortable around my father that I felt really gravitated towards my mother and other women. And I always had a lot of girlfriends. And I always was able, no matter what the age, I always just loved what we have as our unique abilities, our compassion. And so that's a little story about my mantra. And the reason, I actually need to look in my notes because I forgot what the... okay, yes. So this is all about collaboration. So why does community matter? Community matters because it allows us a support system, gives us strength. And I just want us all to take a little bit of a moment and say, is there someone who makes you feel small? Just think about that person. And who is it that lifts you up? The goal with I'm That Girl is to be a community where we lift each other up.
And I don't know if you could feel that in the room thus far, but there's, you know, we try and keep it positive, because positivity and inspiration and who we are it's infectious. And that's the world that I see. That's the future I believe in. And so in that community, you know, it's important to be a positive element in that. And so one of the things we do at I'm That Girl, does everyone, who raised their hand if you know what I'm That Girl was before you got here? Okay, do you happen to know our favorite word? Starts with a B. Oh. Badass. So why is that our favorite word? There's some teachers in the room. They're probably so mad at me right now. I'm so sorry. But this is the truth. So the thing is, and you saw it in myself, I was like, oh, this is silly, but how many times is it are we celebrating ourselves? Like, I'm a badass. Yeah. And that's, I mean, let me tell you, it is hard. And so it's a practice of being in community and lifting each other up. So when we start off any I Am That Girl meeting, what we have to do, and actually a team meeting as well. So I have a weekly meeting with my team, and in the beginning of it, we all have to go around the room, and it's very real. And it says, you have to say why you're a badass. Like, why do you celebrate yourself? Because once again, that's getting in the practice of positive self-talk, of stepping into our leadership, and quite frankly, having fun. Now, are you guys having fun? Is this like a fun session? Okay, good. I was like, if you're not having fun, the surveys are for that too, and that's cool. I love feedback. So the other thing about I Am That Girl is that in order to ask people to get vulnerable, I have to start. Because you can't ask somebody else to be vulnerable. It's like, oh, I really like you. No, it'd be like, oh, I don't know how you feel about me. What do you think about me? If you like someone, I had a crush on someone, and I was like, so what are your thoughts about me? And like, depending upon what they responded, I was like, yeah, I feel the same. That's kind of, you know, that's cool-ish. Not really, because then it's leaning into fear. Once again, the muscle of courage. Be brave. So I guess I'm going to start. And what we're going to do is we call it like popcorn style. So we're actually going to, it's going to get real fun in here. People are going to volunteer. And we got mics and say, I'm a badass because. Does that sound good? Yeah. Woo! Okay. So I'm a badass. And I'm going to, once again, it's about taking up space. There's like a TED talk around like you have like if you wanna, has anyone seen this? Where you have to like,
you like take up space and you're like,
I know, that's what I feel like, I have to get on the stage and take up space. But I'm a badass because I have to be honest, I was really nervous to be here. But I'm a badass because I showed up. You know, and the practice of being like, I'm scared, but like I'm gonna show up. Cause that's cool. Okay, so now who wants to say why they're a badass? So it's a little just like, I'm a badass because. Yes. Okay. Oh, you want. Okay. I love. Well, your hand shot up, and then I'm going to do. Right.
And
you
have to say some you're over here, too. We have the mics over here. We have both mics.
Actually, if you want to come up to the mics and just share why you're a badass. Wait, isn't it so fun to be a woman?
My name is Sherelle Print, and I'm a badass because I know my self worth.
Okay.
I'm a badass because I slay every day.
Yeah. What's your name? You can't. Okay, we need to get into. Okay, my dear. You did such a great one. What's your name?
Odalis.
Stand up, and I want you to scream it out.
Odalis.
Woo! That's like I'm like tapping into my Tony Robbins. okay, yes, go. Okay.
I'm a badass because I won't apologize for being myself.
Yes! Wait, your name. What is Please, everyone, please introduce your name because you okay. The rules of I'm That Girl. What is the goal? Be seen, be heard, belong. So yeah, I want you to be heard. I want to hear your name.
Okay, I'm a badass. Oh wait, hold on, my name. Sorry, my name is Wilma, and I'm a badass because I have A and B honor roll.
Woo! Yes.
My name is Rakaya, and I'm a badass because I was really scared of doing this, but then I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna do it anyway. So yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, my name is Samantha. And I'm a badass because I'm courageous.
Yes!
My name's Michaela, and I'm a badass because I like to prove people wrong.
Mm. Woo!
My name's Hanan, and I'm a badass because I donate money to support a Syrian refugee.
Yes! So important!
I'm Leslie, and I'm a badass because I am independent.
Yes, independent woman. Love that song by Beyonce. Destiny's Child, great one.
My name's Allison, and I'm a badass because I'm genuine in everything I do.
Woo!
I'm Emily, and I'm a badass because I got accepted into the college I wanted to go to.
Oh my God, amazing! So where are you going?
St. Edward's.
Amazing. Yeah. Yes, wait, and please say your names, guys. Please say your names. I want to hear them.
My name is Sky, and I'm a badass because I'm a woman and I don't need a man.
Okay. The AV guy is like, he's like, I'm ready. He's like, I'm turning away.
My name is Penny, and I'm a badass because I never give up.
Woo!
My name's Anne Marie, and I'm a badass because I know that I can do anything I set my mind to.
Oh my, I love it. Okay, so we have 3 more minutes of badass, and then we do Q&A. I know, this is like, don't you just want to like get up and dance? It's so fun. Okay.
My name is Bella, and I'm a badass because I kicked anxiety's ass.
Woo! Yeah!
My name is Danielle Harris, and I'm a badass because I don't even curse, but I came up here and did it.
Oh, today. I'm so sorry. Well, I'm break the rules.
Hi, I'm Miriam, and I'm a badass because I'm in touch with my roots.
Awesome.
My name is Clarissa, and I'm a badass because I'm unique.
Yeah, you are.
My name's Rihanna, and I'm a badass because I'm a woman that wants to major in physics.
Yes, that's awesome.
My name's Sophie, and I'm a badass because I love everyone unconditionally.
Mm. My name's Nikki, and I'm a badass because I don't care what anyone else thinks.
Man, I wish I was you guys when I was... I still wish I'm you guys. You're my heroes.
I'm Cassandra, and I'm a badass because I made it this far.
Yes! Okay, we can fit 2 more. I'm sorry. But we can... I know, it's like the party's going to happen in a Q&A. We'll see. Yes.
I'm Fatima, and I'm a badass because after years of insecurity, I can finally look in a mirror and say that I like myself.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and I'm a baddie because we're both currently an associate's degree while in high school. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, ladies, I'm sorry. I know. There's a thing called someone keeping time.
I'm the timekeeper. The problem.
Okay. But was that fun? Yeah. Oh, my God. That feeling of lifting each other up. Oh, I could use more of that, let me tell you. Well, that's, I guess, my job, right? So, but now it's the Q&A time.
Yes. So I just want to say thank you for spending the last 45 minutes inspiring all of us to be the best that we can be.
A little snap, a little heart pop, a little heart
pop. A little of all of these. And so we are going to take a number of questions. We have 15 minutes for question and answer. So if you guys want to start lining up at the mics for the questions you have for Wendy, I have one to kind of kick us off. So some of the ways that I feel that we become self-deprecating is from being in a group of people who maybe start talking negatively about others, and we start internalizing, you know, when someone says, I don't like her hair color, do they like my hair color? What about my shoes? What do I look like? What are your tips for every one of us in here of how to take yourself out of that situation and turn it into positive?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great point, because we are, and I think about this a lot, we are a reflection of the five people we spend the most time with. You know, if I want to know how I am and what I'm doing, I have to look at my five closest friends. And I would say the tip there is really, I like to think about, asking questions. Being like, oh, I don't like her hair. I'd be like, oh, so I think it's like, I hear what you're saying, but like, why do you think that way? Or like, I actually think it's quite nice. And actually being able to get curious, be kind and compassionate. Take a breath, first off. The breath allows us to be responsive instead of reactive. Listen, get curious, and be compassionate. Is that helpful? Is that?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
And actually, UnitedHealthcare has a number of cultural values, and one is compassion. And so when we teach that, we talk about self-compassion, staying curious, and all of those. So I know that we and my fellow blue people can take that back, and so thank you for that.
Well, we're so lucky to have UnitedHealthcare here.
I know. Yeah. We have a couple of us, so they keep cheering. This is what you want when you want people to lift you up. This is what you want. Let's do our first question over here.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Jamile, and I'm really passionate about education, and I want to start a nonprofit. So my question is, where do I start?
So I actually worked at an education nonprofit for many years. So there are resources online on how to start a 501c3. You have to apply, you know, and get a status first. And I would just think about before that, actually, what is the difference you want to see in the world? What is your mission and vision? Getting hyper clear on that and focused. Whatever that mission and vision is, sort of everything else will fall underneath it. And then just from a tactical perspective, it's applying for the status. I get really nerdy about legals and accounting stuff, so that's kind of where that came from. Because it's true. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you
so
much.
I would also find the five organizations you admire and call them up.
Okay.
Reach out to them, be like, what can I learn from you? How did you start? Because people, you know, especially if our job is to do good in the world, we're here to support each other. There's only collaboration in philanthropy. Only collaboration.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
I'm going to do one more over here, and then we're going to go to that side. Okay?
Hi, I'm Anaya. I'm with C5 Texas. You mentioned earlier about your friends being at negative points in their life or going through struggles. How do you stay positive during that time where the others around you are at their low?
What a good question. I sit in the negativity a little bit. I let it go through me. I think the interesting thing about emotions and studying acting actually was really helpful in this, is that the job of actually having to go through emotions and realize that they're ephemeral. They're not meant to last. And allowing myself to feel the sadness allows me to actually go through it much faster. So it's a little counterintuitive, as well as, once again, working on that self-talk. I actually had to train my brain when I would look in the mirror and when I'd say, I grew up doing ballet. It wasn't exactly like the environment of positivity around body image. So I actually had to train myself and be like, no, like, my thighs are beautiful. And like, oh, no, like, I'm perfect just the way I am. And it's actually like having to say that. So it's living in the sadness and actively finding ways of talking to myself with compassion. And like anything else, it's a muscle.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great question.
Okay, over here.
Okay, so I can kind of tell from like your energy and how you kind of conducted this session what the like general focus of I Am That Girl is. But I was just wondering like what it means and what do you guys do?
Yeah. It's so funny because I appreciate that question. Thank you. So I Am That Girl, I sort of think of it as leadership. Because ultimately when you take care of yourself and you feel good in yourself, you have more to give to others. And so where we focus is actually in feeling good about ourselves in community with others. So if you think about, I think we have some Girl Scouts here, right? Woo! Yeah, I see it. So it's almost like imagine like a Girl Scouts for if you're for high school, college, and it's like a chapter model. And we get around, we talk about issues that matter in safe space, so that we can grow in who we are. Because ultimately, when we're supportive and loving ourselves, we have more to give to others. So it's a self-esteem leadership. And if you like what, I mean, I guess I should I do the plug now? So if people want to get involved, or should I wait till the end? I'll take a couple more questions.
Do it.
Oh. Do it. Okay, so do it.
I was going to say do it now.
That's not me. But that is my, okay, so I'm that girl. So if you thought this was fun, if you enjoyed it, if you would love to have a group of women, honestly, we have a lot of guys come to these chapter sessions because it's just, it's a safe space to talk about where you're at. And guys actually love that too. But it's mostly girls. And so if you want to start a chapter, Rachel, my colleague, is a total rock star. And she, there's a whole application process. She can help you with that. And we have a whole curriculum. We have about 100 topics that these meetings sort of are conducted in. And it's a guide so that we can get together and have meaningful relationships in community with others, and we lift each other up. So we focus 14 and 22. Rachel is your girl. There's also, you can find it in the local chapters on the website right there. So if you do want to start a chapter, like, reach out to Rachel. She is the best.
She's a badass.
She is, oh, she's a way badass. Like, I look at my team and I'm like, I have so much to learn from y'all. It feels so good to be around such smart women. Yes.
Okay, my name is Samantha and I'm also with C5. And my question is, why did you want to become a part of this, I guess, organization, and, like, how?
So how did this all come? Why and how? Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question. So for me, I think it comes from a place of actually being around a lot of unsupportive environments. You know, growing up doing ballet, being afraid of my father. And I truly believe that the future is female. And I so believe in the possibility that women have. And I actually don't believe there's a glass ceiling. And for me, it just felt like a calling to do whatever I could to see in you. Like, because, like, I just see endless opportunity in you. And how it came about was just, honestly, they were like, please be part. I got to know the organization when I was part of another organization called Pencils of Promise. If anyone knows that organization, no. It's great. You should look it up. But yeah, so I got to know it through Pencils of Promise. And it just kind of, almost like falling in love, I fell in love. And I get to do this, and it's a great honor. And my whole life is around creating a world in which we are safe. And we can be and like basically step into that potential. So it was sort of all serendipitous, quite frankly, and none of it was planned. And I thought I'd be a doctor at 4 years old, but life is funny, but in a good way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question.
Hi, I'm Sophie. Hi. What was the major step that you took in accepting yourself for who you are and for your inner badass, I guess?
Oh, thank you, Sophie. Every day. I mean, it's really funny. So I think from the bio, like I lead two companies. And I was actually I'm gonna get real personal because we're all friends here. And I was supposed to go on a date with someone last Saturday and he canceled on me last minute. And I just felt really low about myself. And I went and I grabbed some food and I talking to the bartender, and he's like, you know, I was like, you know, this is gonna sound really silly and weird, but I kinda lead two things. And he's like, why is that weird? Why is that silly? And so it's really like the main thing is actually just practicing every day and being like, oh yeah, that was my blind spot. I lead two things. And it's like getting into the practice of, okay, I am okay with being seen. I'm going to say my name so people hear me. And it's just little tiny things every day. It wasn't one big moment, but I will say where I get my strength is by doing things that terrify me. Including this, you know? It's like, do what's, best piece of advice was for my mom, and it said, what scares you the most is what you care about the most. So go after it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question.
Hi, it's Maeve again.
Hi, Maeve.
Hi.
This is about self-deprecating thoughts and all that, but I was wondering where you would draw the line between self-deprecation and constructive criticism, because sometimes like feeling bad can be a good thing, and it can light a fire under your ass or something and motivate you. So how would you define the warning signs of a self-deprecating thought and when it's something that needs to be fixed?
So that's a great point. I guess it would be, does it light you up? You know, what is the goal of these words in which I'm telling myself? Is it just getting me more depressed and down in a downward spiral? Or am I sitting it to actually be productive? Because anger is actually can be really productive if you want to fight, or if you're feeling, and sadness is also really productive because it allows us to grieve. Because the thing, it's like with emotions, you have to feel it all. You got to go through all of it. But I would just think about how do you feel about it when you're saying these things to yourself? Are those thoughts that you're telling yourself, is it just getting you more depressed, or is it actually making you want to accomplish and getting more determined to do that thing that scares you?
Yeah. Is, that makes sense.
Is that helpful? Okay. I'm learning too, guys. We're all learning together. We have one more question, and then thank you, Maeve.
Thank you.
We're going to close up shop.
Hi, my name is Mercedes. Is when you don't feel like a badass, and when you're sort of in that sort of lower place, how do you not let it consume you, I guess? When you recognize that you are there, how can you sort of start to lift yourself up?
That mantra is really cool. You know, just saying things and being like, okay. And doing it anyway. Taking care of yourself. What do I need right now? Is it going for a walk? Is it taking a breath? I think when you're feeling, when I feel low, it's like, okay, I actually need to start taking care of myself. Because ultimately, when I have to take care of myself, then I'm going to lift myself out of it a little bit. So in that moment, I would say, what can I do to take care of myself to make myself feel better? And honor that in that moment. This was really fun, guys. Did you all have fun? Did you come away with takeaways? Feel like you got something out of it? That's cool.
We finished on time.
We finished on time, yeah. So if you want to start a chapter, anything.
Never happens.
Rachel@IamThatGirl.com. I'm Wendy@IamThatGirl.com. We're pretty easy to find. We're also on Instagram and all that good stuff. You follow back. Yeah, you guys are badasses. It's a real honor to be here. And you are my teachers. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy. And thank you guys for spending some time with us. We really, really appreciate it. And I know I'm more inspired because you're here.